This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, not the problem, if you would. And you can be. You just have to engage. You just have to just engage and get involved. Really is that simple. Some of the stories I got while we were on break, but one of them in particular that I like, that I want to deal with, is, you know, some of you remember actor, Chris Tucker. Now, here's something that you'd never hear another actor say, then you talk about support or anything else. We can't have that now, can we? Chris Tucker says that he prays for Trump. He wants him to be a great president. Now, he shared his thoughts on President Trump during an interview on Good Morning Britain, where he said that he prays for him, prays for his leader. Think about it. He's the leader of the free world. Why would I not want him to succeed? Tucker's best known for his role in the Rush Hour film franchise, and while on the British TV show, the Atlanta, Georgia resident said that he was asked what he thinks about his president. Now, Tucker replied by first performing his impression of Trump and then proceeded to share his thoughts on his leadership. He says, look, I hope he does a good job because I pray for him. He said, I hope he does a great job because we need a good president. We need a lot of things to happen in our country. So I hope tomorrow he wakes up and he just does the right thing. Good Morning Britain co-host Piers Morgan, who's a friend of Trump's, that's interesting, and Susanna Reid commented to Tucker that he was being noticeably careful with his remarks, refusing to be negative, so as not to offend his fans who like the president. Tucker, who's gearing up for his upcoming stand-up comedy tour in the UK, admitted that he does talk about Trump at some of his comedy bits. However, unlike some of his peers in stand-up, such as Kathy Griffin, who released a disgusting beheading image depicting Trump. He says, I say a little bit of stuff, but I try to encourage him to do the right thing. I'm not a comedian that dogs people out. I want to do the right thing. Hopefully we can be friends and one day we can talk. Tucker continues, I want him to be successful. I want him to do the right thing. Now see, here's the again. This would truly be or fall under the heading of love Trump's hate. Right? But why don't they do it? They're the ones that are spewing it. They're the ones that say we don't want any part of it, yet they're the ones living the love Trump's hate or the negative of or the 180 degrees of that term. Maybe they don't, I don't know. Maybe they don't know what it means. I have no clue. Anyway, okay. We've got Carla from Fontana on with us. Fortuna, California, not Fontana.
Fontana is a little farther south than I am. How are you, Joe?
Good. How you doing?
I'm fabulous, thank you. So I was calling in to make a little bit of a rebuttal to your liberal performer you had call in last night, the one that's kind of been skulking the Facebook feed. He was amusing, I guess. I find it quite funny. He kept pounding it. Oh, you conservatives want limited government, but you cherry pick what you like in government and cherry pick what you don't like in government. No, we don't. We don't like what we have now. And who's responsible for that? The Democrats are responsible for that. We try to pare it back, and they just keep pushing more stuff in there. They're the party of big government. We want individual liberty, right?
Yeah, I agree with you. No question about it. Yeah, and that's what I was trying to tell them last night. We want less government. There are areas we don't want them anywhere near, and then there are other areas they need to be near. They need to be protecting our country. We need them involved with our police, you know, heading up our police departments. That kind of stuff is different. He didn't get that.
Right. Right. But see, my issue with him last night was what kind of ticked me off was the fact that after two major disasters in this country, the two hurricanes, where people have died, he cherry-picked, quote-unquote, FEMA as something to bash conservatives over the head with, oh, you like this, but you don't like that. FEMA is for disaster relief. I know people personally who have had FEMA help them out during a disaster. I mean, the states pitch in and they do their part when the disaster occurs in their state. Businesses do, citizens do. You have charity groups and churches. You have like Samaritan's Purse and you have the Salvation Army and the Red Cross in there. We all pitch in when there's a disaster, and I don't know anybody in my circle who would say FEMA is a bad thing. Honestly.
No.
So I found his comment on FEMA to be just absolutely disgusting, appalling, and disingenuous. I really did.
No, listen, I do agree with you. It's funny how they can, and they claim we do it, but it's funny how they can twist what we want, you know. And again, when we say we want less government, it's not that we as you say, we cherry-picked everything. It's just that there are areas the government should be involved with. There are other areas they should be involved with, but they should stay away from because they can't control it. They always run amok with it. I'd like to see a lot
it
of them do the VA.
It ends up being a big mess.
Yeah, take the VA, for example. Okay, the government's involved in that, but our veterans are not getting the care they needed. Should we privatize it? Maybe so. Maybe by privatizing it, it would actually get better. I don't know. I'm not the genius in the room.
You know,
we have to check it out and find out.
When we put stuff out in the free market, it tends to do better. It just tends to do better.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with you. Hey,
thank
we got to go
so
for
much,
commercial.
Joe, and
thanks
God
so much for calling
America.
In. And
okay,
God bless
bye-bye.
America and God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you,
we'll
sir.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I don't want you just yelling at the screen. Be involved. Be engaged. Be aware. What the other side use? They use that term woke. Be woke. I don't even know what that means. To get out of bed or something? Anyway, I'm always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, that you're on the air with us, that you're responding to the tweets, right, the emails, or whatever it is. However it is you're getting involved, you need to be involved in the conversation. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Which one I wanted to do? I got so many great stories I want to do. We got, you know, Justice Roberts. Now, this is going to send some of you through the roof, but you have to pay attention first and find out why he did it. Chief Justice Roberts has requested the Tenth Circuit Court to investigate Kavanaugh's ethics questions. And at first, I was livid about this. I said, why would you do that? Why, in what's going on all around us today, why would you do something like this? Now, while the Republican leadership celebrates the seating of Brett Kavanaugh as a justice, U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice requested the Tenth Circuit to review more than 12 ethics complaints that have been made against Kavanaugh. Now, the complaints concern Kavanaugh's behavior at the Senate Judiciary Committee in September. These complaints were initially received by the U.S. Court of Appeals prior to Kavanaugh's seating on the Supreme Court. See, they waited for him to be confirmed, and then they filed a complaint. And they have a right to do it. Now, I'm reading this, and I'm going through it. It's pretty long and lengthy as to why it happened. And what ended up happening is that Roberts decided, look, this is going to dog us all the way through the year, all the way through the session. So he decided that what he would do is he would give it to the Tenth Circuit Court, because they're not as whacked as the Ninth Circuit Court. Yeah, he didn't say that. That's me. And he decided that by giving them the, because the ethics complaints have to be looked into. All right? So 2,400, check this one out. 2,400 professors have determined that Kavanaugh has displayed a lack of judicial temperament that would be disqualifying for any court. Now, I will tell you something. If Roberts tries to remove him, you're going to be back to the early days of this country. Right? I think they called it, what was the word they used? A revolution. All right? I mean, seriously, when you think about this, his temperament that day wouldn't have been any different than any one of us. I don't care who you were. Do you think a police officer, when protecting families, you come after his family, you think he's going to treat you with the same temperament that he would treat you? Look at, you can say whatever you want about me. You can beat on me. You can come after me. It's like, yeah, okay, whatever. You come after my family, it is a whole different ballgame. Okay? It's just a total, and to say that he's a judge, he should have better term. What about you guys in the Senate that have no shame whatsoever? You could care less what people think, what you say, and how you say it. And Cory Booker, what a piece of work he is. Comes out and he knows what he's doing is wrong. He knows the way he's talking is wrong. He knows what he's going to do is against the Senate rules, and he doesn't care. Then you've got that other senator that comes along and says that it's okay. We did it in an earlier segment. Then it's okay for us to go out, join the Taliban, and fight against the U.S. That's okay, too. There's a sickness going on there. Now, Judge Kavanaugh already expressed that he regrets the way he came across, you know, in his testimony that day. But I'm sorry, you can only take someone. Not everybody can be Trump, okay? Where you're being pounded on 24-7. Think about what his daughters went through. Think about what his wife was going through. And his mother. Oh, yeah, because you don't care about Ford. No, that's not it at all. Give me something to work with. We don't have to beat. I'm not going to beat this up all over again. You go do your own homework. Now, if you want to be ignorant and stupid, just spew the party line and go do it. Don't do it here because I don't care. But if you want to lay up fact upon fact upon fact, then let's do that. Let's do it that way. But you won't do it because you don't have any. Out of 10 things that came out of Professor Ford's mouth, we find that pretty much none of them are true. 9 of them definitely can't be corroborated. And the only one where there was 2 people in the room, and she claims there was more than 2 people in the room. The guy that she says that took Kavanaugh off of her or knocked him down says, I remember that. Now somebody going, oh, well, that doesn't mean it didn't happen. Yeah, actually, wouldn't he say, oh, yeah, that's exactly what went down? When he looks at it, he says, I don't remember anything like that happening. What's he saying? I mean, maybe he doesn't want to call her a liar. Maybe he doesn't want her embarrassed anymore than she might already be. And if it was somebody else, if it actually went down and it was somebody else, wouldn't he say, you know what? Yeah, I was there. I knocked somebody off of her. Wasn't Kavanaugh. This guy I'd never seen before. Or was John Smith or Frank Smith or whatever. He didn't say that either. Nobody corroborated any part of her story. And here the guy is sitting. They're lying on him in front of his 2 daughters, and the whole world for that matter. But for him, if he's a man like I am, I only care about my 2 daughters sitting in the room. The rest of you can go pound sand. So when you talk at sexual misconduct, you know, some guys don't, they don't even think along those lines. Right? There's no thought about what I would do to her if I had her alone or could get her drunk. Yes, believe it, it's true. But Roberts wants to make sure that there's no stigma, right? There's nothing hanging over Kavanaugh and the court's head, which is why he's asked the 10th Circuit Court to look into these. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Hillary Clinton surrenders her security clearance, the State Department notifying congressional lawmakers it has been revoked. Republicans have been calling for the clearance to be withdrawn in the wake of a scandal where Hillary Clinton was completely careless in handling classified information. In other news, President Trump floats Ivanka Trump, his daughter's name, to fill the position of U.S. ambassador to the U.N. now that Nikki Haley is leaving at the end of the year. Trump saying Ivanka would be incredible at the United States. United Nations, but the married mother of three has said she would not serve. It has been a wild week on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 287 points at the close Friday to finish at 25,340, the Nasdaq climbing 168 points to close at 74.97, and the S&P 500 up 39 points, the market off 4% on the week. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Hey, man.
I ain't going to school for a long time. I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You know, I always like to talk about how we should have the freedom, right? The liberty to choose how we take care of our bodies. You know, you want to get away from the ACA. You want to get away from the Affordable Health Care Act. Truly get away from it. Not kind of, sort of. I mean, for real. There's only one way to do that. Got to hook up at Liberty HealthShare. And I always appreciate when I have Dale Bellis on with me. Dale, you know, gives us information on what we need to do. He'll tell you about the program. And look, he can do it better than I can.
I believe that there's a different kind of oxygen, a different kind of air that they're breathing there in D.C. where reality just kind of escapes them or pours out their ears. But you know what it is? It's a mental health issue. It's, you know, maybe they're not getting enough vitamins, they're not getting enough, they're eating the right foods or what have you, which is why I love to bring Dale Bellis on, spokesman for Liberty HealthShare. Dale, always a pleasure. I'm sure we have a program for them. We have something we can help these guys out with. What do you think?
Joe, thanks for the invitation. So happy to be with you. And yes, there is, and I can't agree with you more. There is a mental illness that stalks those who take on this particular role in public life, that they abandon all common sense, and instead begin to look at things through a prism of control, of government engagement, of reliance upon the mechanisms of government, as opposed to really believing in what people can do among and by themselves. And that has affected particularly our healthcare trajectory in America. And that's why I set out in 2010 to launch Liberty HealthShare, because it is a grassroots movement of people taking responsibility for their own health and their own costs, and it has succeeded wildly.
You know, Dale, we never got to this part of it, and people, you know, everything is about relationship, right? Everything is about what, when you do business with a company or a person or what have you, you get to know them, you get to know the company's reputation. You, we've never really talked about Dale Bellis, actually. I mean, you've been, well, it's not like you were cleaning pools one afternoon and said, you're not going to make a heck of a lot more money in the health share industry. I mean, and even at the, you know what I'm saying? I mean, tell me a little bit about Dale Bellis. Tell us a little bit about why you went down this road.
Yeah, I got engaged or involved in healthcare administration in the late 80s. So I've been doing administration of health care for 30 years. And it was during the 2000s, particularly from 01 until 2012, I had my own administrative company, was administering employer self-funded healthcare programs and plans, and was observant of a couple of key flaws in our healthcare world that I said there's got to be a way to solve this. And then with the passage of the Affordable Care Act, I remember it well, Joe. I was getting ready to go to the office March of 2010, watching on my TV the passage of the Affordable Care Act, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. There's got to be a way for the average, ordinary American to meet healthcare costs without being so intruded upon by federal government. And I began to do my research, launched Liberty HealthShare in 2012, and it's grown from our first member in 2013 until today, where we have 100,000 households, 250,000 individual members in all 50 states, and continuing to grow at 2,000 to 3,000 families a month.
Wow. And again, people, you and I have talked about this a million times as well, and I think people need to understand, we get conditioned. We get conditioned from, you know, 3 years old, the stove is hot, right? I mean we go down all those crazy little things. And then later in life, what do you hear your parents talking about at the table? Cutting the insurance check for health insurance. And, you know, Ma goes to the doctors, Dad goes to the doctors. The doctor said, I have to wait for the insurance company to approve this. You hear these things on a regular basis. When you're in the healthshare world, Liberty HealthShare, that's not how it works at all. It's not an insurance company, and it's not a board of guys looking at me going, well, he's 65. He's going to die soon anyway, right?
What few people realize is that there is a time-tested, long-standing tradition of meeting health care costs separate and apart from health insurance. And it's really the way costs were met prior to the advent of the modern insurance movement after World War II, where health insurance began to grow, get more and more complex over the decades, where this tradition has continued unabated and uncomplicated since those days when, if you and I lived 100-plus years ago and had a medical bill, it was the community who came to our aid and assistance, our neighbors, our local church, the community center, who would stand with us, help pay the bill, support the family emotionally, spiritually, et cetera, and financially, and pay those bills. It was a community participation and effort. We've simply taken that tradition, thrown in technology, made it available to any and all who wish to come and join us on the basis of those shared values. If you're the kind of person, Joe, that throws money in the Salvation Army bucket or engages in efforts in your own local community, helping people in times of stress or need, you may be the kind of person who would respond to and engage in healthcare sharing, because it takes that principle and applies it to our healthcare crisis.
Yeah, you know, and I think I sound like my father when I say this. This generation's a little different. You know, they're not used to this kind of thing where in my day, back in the 70s, I mean, like 100 years ago.
Man, you're dating yourself.
I know. I grew up in the north end of Boston, a small community, and you're exactly right. You know, a family was in need, whether dad was sick and couldn't go to work or something else had come up, and you take food down to them, and you helped them out with some of their bills. I mean, everybody kind of chipped in. Nobody was rich down there, but everybody kind of chipped in and helped out and made sure that family had what it needed. Not the government, okay, but the family,
Through
the community. Yeah. We took care of each other. And, you know, you hear that a lot today. We should be taking care of each other. And Liberty HealthShare basically is truly, if you really think about it, at the core, you are promoting us helping out each other. You often refer to it as a membership, but, you know, it truly is like a big family, right?
It's member to member or neighbor to neighbor cost sharing. And we've just simply developed the technology, the methodology for engaging with one another and utilizing those principles. And we voluntarily, cooperatively assist each other paying our medical bills together, and it succeeds. It taps into that DNA that you just talked about, that DNA of America. Think about it. Whenever a tragedy strikes, and we see them happen all the time, the recent Hurricane Florence, I think it was,
right.
In North Carolina on the coast, people coming from all over the country with trucks and earth-moving equipment and pumps and
yep.
boats
yep.
And food and water. That is a phenomenon. I'm here to tell you, Joe, that doesn't happen any other place on God's earth than in America.
Yep.
That there is something about the impulse of Americans of not just self-help, but neighbor help. And we believe, I believe, that's my challenge to America. Let's totally change the way in which we look at this healthcare issue and healthcare costs and healthcare crisis and alter and transform our approach to meeting costs, because there's a whole different, better way.
You know, I'm loving this first segment we're together, because this is all about the personal touch here. You know, there is no personal touch in insurance. And a lot of times, because of the insurance company, there's no personal touch with your doctor. You know, one of the things that I love, and you've talked about in the past, is communication with others. The healthcare world is pretty cold, as much as it sounds like it shouldn't be. And in our case, in your case, with Liberty HealthShare, you can actually send a prayer or get well note or a note of encouragement to the person in need, can't you?
But it's not just my concept, by the way. It's been reinforced and spoken about by our members. It's among the top two reasons why our members get cemented in to this process, because of that personal touch,
yeah.
Their realization their money is not going to a company black hole somewhere to be dispersed at a different set of purposes and objectives, but rather their dollars transparently and openly are being directed to another person with medical bills. They know exactly where their money's going. And
so Dale Bellis will be back with us after the break. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Yep. Total control of your own health care needs. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside, instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website. HealthyLooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's HealthyLooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at HealthyLooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's get right back to it. Because I always, when he's on with me, Dale Bellis, I want you to learn how to really take care of yourself, how you can truly take care of yourself the way you want to, with the liberty and the freedom to do it, just to take care of yourself. Really, that's what it boils down to. Dale Bellis joins me, spokesperson for Liberty HealthShare. And,
well, what you just said is happy stuff, Joe. I really do believe.
Yeah, pray for you. Yeah,
let me add, if I may, based upon what we've just discussed, I sat in front of a legislative commission in the state of Vermont just recently. They are considering imposing an individual mandate in that state with their own fines and their own enforcement mechanisms. And I expressed to that commission the reason that they needed to exempt healthcare sharing ministries in their state from their individual mandate imposition. And one of my points was exactly what we were just talking about. Healthcare sharing stimulates the best values that we want to sustain in America. We have enough dividing us. Let's starve that beast And I agree. Let's build on those things that bring us together. And healthcare sharing brings together neighborliness and concern about others and generosity and faithfulness and all of the great qualities that we want to encourage and expand. And so that's really what, in terms of a public service, healthcare sharing contributes to that tone in America.
No, I listen, I go back to the individual mandates for a minute, because, you know, California's looking to play with single-payer health care and all this other stuff that's going. We can't even afford to pay our bills now. But when you look at what they're talking about making happen, I always go back to this. I say, look, God bless our veterans. And look at what we throw them at in the health insurance world, if you would. They have mandates that they can only go to certain places, they can only do certain things, they can only get, you know, I've been through this with friends of mine. So under the health share program, if you would, how do I explain this? I mean, you're not bound by a bunch of bureaucrats, by a board of people that are sitting there deciding what you get, when you get, and how you get. I want you to really harp on the fact that this is truly a decision of the person. When they go to the doctor, they work it out, and then the family jumps in to help them out.
Well, we're not insurance, and for that reason, there is not a medocrat looking over our shoulders determining what is or is not an appropriate treatment. Now, I have to quickly add that we have an entire advisory group here at our headquarters in Northeastern Ohio that responds to our members' questions regarding medical treatment. It can be a complex, confusing experience, and so whenever someone's advised to have a medical procedure or a particular kind of test or a surgery, they simply call, talk to our team of medical professionals to receive some guidance, advisory, input as to the medical appropriateness of that and where to go get it if it's so indicated at the most advisable price. What motivates that is it's our money at stake, Joe. It's not a third-party vendor somewhere who collects everybody's money and doles it out based upon their priorities and objectives. It's our dollars at stake. And that's what changes the game and really brings about the fact we're all self-pay patients. We're responsible for our own costs and our own care. We just simply choose to share those expenses in this voluntary, like-minded community we call healthcare sharing. That's what gives us maximum freedom at the doctor's office. It's our health at stake. It's our bodies that we're caring for. And we insist that we have the God-given right to manage and direct and control the care of our own health. That's what drives it.
Well, it's, you know, again, you started to touch on it. It's liberty. It's choice. It's you sitting down with the doctor. And I think I told you this a million times. I want people to understand. You know, I walked into the doctor's office, and one time he took my blood pressure, and he started asking me questions. You know, is anybody in your family going to take a blood pressure medication? Yeah, my grandmother was on it. My dad's on it. One of my brothers is on it. And he starts writing a prescription for blood pressure medication. And I'm saying, well, you're a little high. And I go, okay, but the pill is it? I mean, give me some solutions here. And he just looked at me, and I'm sure part of this bed is, you know, his medical insurance, what the insurance company will pay or not pay. You know what I'm saying? And finally, you sit there and go, look, stop. Just talk to me. Tell me some of the things that I could do to naturally bring this down. And I was able to do so. A lot of people are afraid, because again, as I said earlier, we're conditioned to think the doctor said it, it's set in stone, but he's not always making decisions based on true medical care. He's making decisions based on what he's going to be able to be paid for from the insurance company.
Well, you, Joe, are the worst kind, but best kind of patient. Because you ask questions, you inquire, you don't simply accept the first words out of the doctor's mouth as being gospel. That's the kind of inquiring minds that we've got to have when we encounter the medical system, because you're exactly right. Whenever your doctor encounters people such as yourself who's focused on their health, that's honestly a gift to them that they don't get ordinarily,
right.
Because they didn't go to medical school to dole out just pills. They went to medical school to bring the healing arts to people's lives. And you've just given that doc a second wind, believe me. And we just have to have that same attitude and motivation whenever we're engaged with the healthcare system.
Well, what's really funny is people, you can do that with your own doctor. And my doctor now easily, I shouldn't say accepts, but my doctor now is familiar with and has patients with Liberty HealthShare. He loves them. He thinks it's wonderful because he gets to sit with them. He gets to actually talk with them. And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have to reach out to the, forgive me for saying this nasty word, the insurance company, to find out what is covered and what isn't. He's actually talking to the patient to lay out a plan as to what's going to help that patient get better, and that patient knows that they can. This is the plan they can follow if they feel it's best for them. It's a whole
There's
different
There's only
way
one way
thing.
We're going to. Well, there's only one way we're going to correct this significant flaw in our healthcare system. The entire economy of healthcare is focused around treating illness. And so the doc has to spend only 6 to 7 minutes with somebody, dole out pills, and move on to the next without any true engagement because of this intense pressure to produce a particular line of financial income to that particular practice because of the sick care model. We don't have health care, Joe, in America.
Right,
we
I
have
know.
Sick care. And the only way we're going to correct it is exactly what you've said, on a grassroots level, the individual consumer being the one to say, look, doc, I'm here to care for my health. Be my partner. Be my coach. Participate with me in really creating a lifestyle that enhances and increases my health, because that's what I want and need you for, not just simply to dispense pills.
Yeah, you and I talked about, real health, taking care of yourself ahead of the getting sick game. And when it comes to things like obesity, it's running rampant. Even though we had an economy where people couldn't put as much food on the table, obesity is still on the rise, which is amazing to me. But I don't want to disparage any of the fast food joints. Stay away from them. Anyway, let's move on. I mean, literally killing us. And when you call an insurance company for help, you're not going to get any. You're going to get what you're going to get is a little card that you can go to the local workout place, and I can go there on my own. I don't need your little card from the insurance company. But you actually have counselors that'll help work through your nutritional needs and how to take care of yourself ahead of getting sick. Correct?
Joe, in 2017, we had 1,605 people join Liberty HealthShare with an indication of the need to lose weight. Now, we have very relaxed standards of height and weight, but even under our guidelines and standards, the indicator was there. We all know instinctively that weight is one of the most significant contributors and indicators for future health and wellness. And so they needed to lose weight. We assigned them a health coach. The health coach gave them positive reinforcement and information, diet planning, encouragement, and accountability as a group. That group, we call it Health Trek. It costs, by the way, an additional $80 a month, largely a pass-through for the health coach. But that group together lost over 32,000 pounds together. That's 16 tons.
And what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. But you know,
and we celebrated their achievement. We put their names in our monthly newsletter, congratulated them, sent up digital balloons on their behalf, and we just get flooded with testimonies from our members saying how transformational, how life-changing it is to be able to engage with a support community to accomplish those goals.
And it is. So anyway, head up to libertyhealthshare.com. That's libertyhealthshare.com. Learn more about the program. I'm telling you, if you don't have insurance, if you don't like your insurance, check them out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Hang out next hour. We're going to have a smorgasbord of crazy stories. We'll be right back.